I'd like to correct some misinformation that I've been hearing, and I'm sure you have as well, since I've arrived here in Denver. One, no guidelines exist to guide contractors' expenditures of checkoff funds. Actually, several sets of guidelines exist. First, the authorization requests are the contract between the operating committee and the contractors. The AR is the primary guideline. The CBB also publishes a document called Guidelines for the Approval of Programs under the Beef Promotion and Research Act and makes it available to each approved contractor. We have guidelines. CBB has operating agreements with each contractor, and AMS has guidelines for checkoff expenditures. For example, the finding related to spouse travel is in direct conflict with published AMS guidelines. The Act and the Order both provide guidance to contractors. CBB has an open-door policy and receives and responds to calls from contractors asking about the appropriateness of an expense. Clearly, lack of knowledge of published rules is not an excuse for noncompliance, just as not knowing the speed limit won't get you out of a ticket. Two, out of a potential pool of $115 million, this audit can only result in $25,000 of adjustments. This is factually incorrect. This review only looked at less than 1% of all possible expenditures. So we need to do more review and look at many more invoices to find out what the total adjustment would be compared to the total organizational expenses. We anticipate that it would be significantly higher than $25,000. It's as if you took a tiny core sample out of a huge pasture and more than 40% of it was not right. That could be a coincidence, but it would require you to go and look further. We need to take more samples to find out. And in any case, any use of the checkoff funding that is not allowed must be found and repaid to producers. Three, inconclusive findings don't really count. This is inaccurate. This is inaccurate. Maintaining complete and accurate documentation of all activities that receive checkoff requirements is the checkoff reimbursement is the responsibility of the contractor. Lack of documentation is an issue and is not acceptable. Four, NCBA wasn't given an opportunity to read the report and to respond. NCBA was given access to the draft report to read and respond to the outside CPA firm's findings. In fact, the CPA firm of Clifton Gunderson spent more than 500 hours reviewing documentation and provided by NCBA before coming to their report conclusions. Five, CBB shouldn't have released the report to the public. As soon as the report was finalized, it became public information. CBB had been receiving requests for the report for weeks prior to the report's release, and needed to give the industry the report in order to be transparent. Additionally, the industry is actively engaged in a discussion regarding the firewall, and many times the claim has been made that the firewall has never been breached. CBB has been asked to substantiate that claim. As the report was available to some, CBB leaders felt that strongly it should be made available to all. We are dedicated to transparency and will not withhold significant information from our producers. Six, CBB doesn't use an outside auditor for other contractors. NCBA asked CBB to use an outside contractor for this compliance review, and we agreed.